on the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
I'm John Batchelor to Milan, Milano, Italy, to Lorenzo Fiore of the Ansaldo Foundation to praise Milan. I read in Bloomberg that Milan's economy has not only recovered from COVID, by the end of 21, it did that. It grew more last year, and it's forecast to grow 4.8% in 23. It's booming. It's booming and attracting people from all across Europe, especially London bankers and financiers. So I go right to Lorenzo to ask what's happened. Why this sudden attention? I'm told that the moment you step off the train at the Milan train station, you can feel the energy. This is wonderful. What did you do right, Lorenzo? Good day to you.
Hey, good day, John, and good day to all the radio listeners. Well, I'm a bit, I'm a bit shy tonight with your question because, you know, my town is Milan. I'm a Milanese. I feel very much the sentiment that the people that comes to Milan, to live in Milan, if I may, is a place to be. And I'm not saying that because I'm from Milan. I'm saying that because this is what I heard from many friends that came from other towns, from any other part of Italy, but even many friends that are foreigners that came to Milan and spent part of their life to Milan. Milan is a place to be. Why is a place to be? Because there are a lot of opportunity. Opportunity for job, opportunity to enjoy a very good quality of life. The food is excellent. You have an international environment because Milan is not an Italian town. It's a real cosmopolitan town. There was a turnaround, I have to tell you, about Milan, which started almost, let's say, 15, 20 years ago, when the mayor at that time, who is a friend of mine, decided to requalify many of the territories that the factories that were inside Milan during the 60s and the 70s disappeared. And so there were a lot of empty space left, I would say, abandoned. And this visionary major decided to call the best architect, not only from Italy, but also from abroad. And they started to renovate, to rebuild Milan. And Milan now is a town that is also attractive from an architectural point of view. We are the center of fashion. I think Milan is famous for the fashion weeks all around the world. The best styler, Haria, is a town of the furniture styler. The best furniture are designed and promoted here in Milan. So this international character is a character that makes Milan not only a place to be, very sexy.
You also have a very good tax regime, according to Bloomberg's reporting. You started to reform the taxes in 2015, made it more generous in 2019. So you're attracting the financial community leaving London or just because you have a better tax base. I've learned that Goldman Sachs Group is moving a Euroswaps trading desk to Milan. Do you see Londoners, Parisians, financiers on the streets or in the cafes?
Absolutely. I was walking this morning, coming back from a lunch with one of the diplomatic representative of a European country back to my club. And I can tell you that Milan, the famous Golden Triangle, is called Via Monte Napoleone, Via della Spiga, with beautiful shop, is always very, very crowded of the men in black rushing to go maybe to a meeting or let's say to do what they have to do during job. Milan is a center of finance. Is a center of finance, the finance of Italy, the finance of Europe. I can tell you that almost the 90% of the corporation that are not Italian have their headquarters in Italy, in Milan. I can tell you more that Milan is a town that have the highest number of diplomatic representation or the New York. There are 122 countries having their representative living in Milan. That's why Milan is so important. It's a sort of a land in the middle. The name Milan means Mediolanum in Latin, which is a land in the middle. In the middle, from north to the south, from west to the east, and vice versa. It's a place to be.
You also have very high culture. You have the important opera house of the world, but you tell me you also have a theater that's attracting people from the outside.
Yes, we have Teatro alla Scala, which is a famous, I think, is the icon of lyric and opera music. But I can tell you that we have more than that. We have the famous Pinacoteca of Brera. We have the Biblioteca Ambrosiana, which has the custody of the famous Leonardo da Vinci code. Leonardo da Vinci spent a lot of his life here in Milan before moving to France, where he died. He painted the famous Last Supper, which is in a beautiful church not far away from where I'm speaking right now, and it's a masterpiece. So there are so many things that embrace a very large range of time, and these are offered in a very shy way, I would say. The houses in Milan, particularly in the center, are very, very, they are not so exaggerated when you look at very nice building, but inside there are beautiful courtyard, fantastic, with fantastic garden. So it's a very comprehensive town in terms of offer to those that wants to come here, in terms of business, culture, attractiveness, entertainment, and whatever. And now there are new vocation. An important vocation that I want to underline is that Milan is now a very important university at a very high level, like the Politecnico, the Bocconi University. They are known all around the world, and they attract a lot of young foreigner students.
I want to speak of a sad story this week in Italy that has gained much attention here in the United States. The death of Juan Carrito, a four-year-old Marsican bear, who had an appetite for bakeries and made him famous. He's named for a village, you tell me, Carrito in Abruzzo. Where is Abruzzo?
Abruzzo is east of Rome. Abruzzo is a fantastic region of Italy, also very wild, because there are mountains that are not well populated. And the mountains are very high. Right now in Abruzzo, there is a lot of snow. What we don't have right now in the Alps, it's there. They didn't have any snow until a few days ago, and now there are plenty of snow. They have a beautiful coast on the Adriatic Sea. You have a lot of nice recipe of seafood, fish, but also from land. And the bear is an important animal of that era. The few bears left alive in Italy are located there, and they are a specific race of a bear called Marsicani. Marsicani is a name also of this region, of a part of this region, particularly the highest mountain, close to 3,000 meters above the sea level. And unfortunately, this bear was killed after a crash with a car. If I may, I would say that you can see the glass half empty or half full. I would say that on one side we are sad because he died. On the other side, that means that the bear is growing up again in that region, is protected, because some years ago they were closer to disappear forever. And so, to a certain extent, this is a demonstration that the nature is trying to regain their territory. Of course, this is also one of the critical points of the inurbanization of the people.
Lorenzo Fiore of the Ansaldo Foundation, a Milanese in his Milan. This is CBS Eye on the World. I'm John Bash.
You're listening to CBS Eye on the World with John Batchelor.
This time of year, most of us are checking off our holiday gift lists. But identity thieves have lists too, and your personal information might be on them. Protect your identity with LifeLock, LifeLock monitors millions of data points every second and alerts you to threats you could miss. If your identity is stolen, LifeLock will fix it, guaranteed, or your money back. Make this season about joy, not identity theft, with LifeLock. Save up to 40% your first year at LifeLock.com/iHeart. Terms apply.
Hey guys, finding the perfect gift for the food lover in your life is easy, thanks to Gold Belly. Gold Belly ships America's most iconic foods straight from world-famous restaurants right to your door. So if you want to treat someone to Joe's Stone Crab from Miami, Franklin Barbecue from Texas, or desserts from famous foodies like Ina Garten or Martha Stewart, Gold Belly has you covered with free shipping anywhere in the country. Just go to goldbelly.com and for a limited time, get 20% off your first order with promo code GIFT. That's promo code GIFT.